the police state. And Mr. Jefferson's rolling in his grave. And the names and the numbers like 666. Going to the gospel on a plan of chips. Save a constitutional right.
Today is February 6th, 2011, and you're visiting here this morning with Tom and Sergey, and we're trying to get a hold of Louise. So far, she's missing in action, but I'm sure she'll be popping in anytime. And we have a special guest this morning. We have Debbie Morgan with us. And Debbie, are you with us?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Are y'all warm and cozy in Columbia this morning?
As warm as you can be in this kind of weather.
And Sergey, how about you in Kansas City?
Well, we try to stay warm. Good morning, everybody. Well, it looks like the snow get melts a little bit.
Yeah.
At least we can drive here.
We missed the big blizzard. We had about maybe 3/4 inch of ice the other day, but we missed the inches and inches of snow. But then 2 nights ago, we had about 6 inches of snow, and it's about melted by now.
So we had at least 1 foot.
Wow.
In many places, yes. That was real. Winter, you know.
Oh.
It's like if somebody missed Russian winter, that was the case.
Well, we got 2 feet of snow here, guys.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and we haven't had mail delivery since Monday.
Really?
Last week, because it was so bad.
So much for that not stopping the Postal Service.
Exactly.
I guess they're saving some money then, huh? They don't have to raise the price of stamps now, I suppose.
Well, of course.
Well, we'll see.
Well, Debbie, what do you have for us this morning? I think part of what we're going to talk about is the New Madrid Fault, the upcoming drill, and get into a little bit of detail about what that's all about, and if we should be concerned, especially us that actually live on the fault line.
Well, I'll tell you, I would be concerned just with FEMA's track record, and of course FEMA's under the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Homeland Security is having what they call a national level exercise in May 2011. It's going to involve the New Madrid Fault. But what it's going to involve more than that is it's going to involve 4 different FEMA regions. It's going to involve the Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Tennessee, which is Region 4, Illinois and Indiana, which is Region 5, Arkansas, which is Region 6, and Missouri, which is Region 7. In this exercise, this is the Central United States Earthquake Consortium. And oh, by the way, did you know that in the state of Missouri, excuse me, February is Earthquake Awareness Month?
Yeah, and the other coincidence is that we're coming up on, isn't the 100th year anniversary of the big earthquake that really rocked the world?
200th year anniversary.
200. Oh,
this
I'm
year
sorry.
In December.
You're right, mm-hmm. 200. Misspoken there.
Yep.
So
well,
we have.
I want to add something real quick. When we had this now big storm, actually our FEMA in our state was activated. Well, it wasn't FEMA, it's a SEMA state, Emergency
right.
Management Agency, in Jefferson City, yes.
I think Governor Nixon actually invoked that the day before the snow even arrived, didn't he?
He did, and also called the National Guard. There were 600 to 800 National Guard troops called into Missouri for the blizzard. But I have some information about that as well.
Excellent.
Some friends of mine that host another radio program uncovered some interesting information about HAARP and the blizzard.
Yeah. Hold on with that. We have a break coming up.
All right. We're going to have a 3-minute break. Everybody hang in there and listen to and support sponsors. Call in number. You're welcome. Your input's always welcome. The number's 800-313-9443. And it sounds like Lou is with us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making and bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Land of the free, has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind?
We're back. This is the unlighter side of, or is it lighter side of RBN? I'm not sure. See, because I need to lose a little weight, so I'm not sure it's on the lighter side. this is Capital Forum. Everybody there, I heard of all people, Sergey. It's nice to hear your voice, Sergey. Sometimes all we do is hear you grunt.
Thank you.
So it's nice when we hear you.
I thought we were going to get a grunt.
That was a nice compliment.
Well, during the break, we discovered that Louise was holding a jacket of Sergey's hostage. I guess that's how she gets visitors.
He's supposed to bring vodka.
She barters with people's laundry items for vodka.
Yeah, she keeps my coat in exchange for vodka.
We want vodka. If you don't have the vodka, you don't get the coat back.
So, Louise,
well, I made a suggestion, you know, to hold about maybe 5-10 years on sale on action, you know, for $1 million. Maybe someone will buy it.
Okay, somebody would be awful stupid, vodka. You know what I noticed? If I remember correctly, it was a rather old tote. I'm not sure, actually. To be really honest, we got a whole bunch of them that look just like it. So we're not sure which one's yours. All he has to do is come by and claim it. So and we've asked him to do that.
You can have them all.
This is very rare cork. You should be proud of it.
Now, I might have something that might be of value. I have a autographed by Ron Paul electric guitar that I actually won at an auction in Kansas City.
Yeah, guess who got it signed?
That's where you come? Wow.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Signed.
I have a wine glass that he drank for him that he autographed, and then I've got a guitar.
Yes, you got that signed.
Wow, good for you.
Yes. And pictures of him autographing the guitar, all of that. So all those items might actually be some value.
Guess who got them signed?
Yes.
See, so we're a pair, Tom. You have what I did.
A little bit of history there.
Yeah, I got his book signed at the end of Fed.
Yeah, we got that too. In fact, you know, let's finish. We're going to talk about, we'll talk about Dr. Paul coming up, actually. Hopefully we will have Rand Paul on coming up.
Excellent. And
probably not this next week, but the week following it. So,
excellent.
And we'll have a nice little conversation with Rand and, you know, talking about some issues, whether or not Dr. Paul is going to run. But right now we are talking to the fantastic Lewis.
It's Debbie Morgan, isn't it, Debbie?
Yes.
I thought you were a Lewis.
She was a Lewis at one time.
I write under Morgan. I do all my research and radio program under Morgan. It makes it sound like there's more of us there. That's the trick. It's a tricky thing. But
so you think multiple personalities that go along with multiple names?
Oh, yeah. You can count on it.
Speaking of plugging, what are your websites, Debbie, before we get too much into the meat of the subject?
Well, if anybody's interested in the new FEMA documentaries, Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, and Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA Part 2, you can go to campfema.com.
And I would recommend everybody get Camp FEMA 2, especially, and that's one you had your hands in a lot of, and it's hard-hitting. If it doesn't wake anybody up, they're going to be put in a grave soon because it is very good.
Well, you've got that one, and you've also got, and one of the things that is important about Enemy of the State is that it points out the orchestration of crises to get the government or get people involved in what they want you to get involved with. And that's what's important about this national level exercise 2011 in the New Madrid Fault Area. Because, you know, FEMA's track record isn't that great. FEMA was established by Jimmy Carter officially in 1979. It was, you know, you had emergency preparedness before that. You know, us from the 60s remember the civil defense drills at school. Uh-huh. That was part of the emergency exercises that went on before FEMA, or the Federal Emergency Management Agency, was officially declared by Jimmy Carter in 1979. Well, what happened in Katrina? Hurricane Katrina was a disaster. It was an utter disaster and a shame. And now you have them planning an exercise surrounding the New Madrid Fault. Well, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that before 9/11, they were having exercises surrounding the exact same scenario that happened on September 11th.
And the Oklahoma City bombing, there's just correlations to almost all these big events.
And the Haiti, in 2010, the Haiti earthquake was the same thing.
And Haiti had done something previously at a United Nations. I believe they were a holdout on something. It was a cap and trade or global warming or something. They kind of got spit upon the UN or something. And I don't think the UN, Globus like that, and I think that was a little bit of payback, perhaps.
Right. Are you trying to say that there's a possibility that there are people out there who don't like Homeland Security
I think it's the opposite. Like I don't think they
UN.
Like us, Louise.
Right. Well, I think that's a good summation, too. But part of the problem is, and what we saw in Haiti was, you know, when the disaster happened in Haiti, the government was ready to go with an exercise to help Haiti out in the case of a disaster. Well, what happened is that Haiti didn't experience a hurricane, which was what the exercise was going to be about. They experienced an earthquake.
Hmm.
Okay. But the problem was that the U.S. government is SOUTHCOM, and the European command was ready to go with an exercise involving a hurricane at the time of the Haiti earthquake. So they already had equipment ready to go. Now, the other thing you saw down there, and this needs to be of major concern to people, the other thing you saw down there is that organizations, relief organizations and this, that, and the other humanitarian aid started flooding the area with people to set up communications when Haiti needed relief help, and it clogged up Haiti's Port-au-Prince airport. Haiti had to say, Haiti had to stand up and say, no more. Haiti had to stop people from coming in. So many government agencies from around the world came to Haiti that they overwhelmed Port-au-Prince, and they couldn't get relief in. So they had to say, done, no more. And they flat out said, the Haitians are not accepting any more aircraft into their airspace.
Yeah, the maybe there was all kinds of talking heads flooded in to report on the death and the chaos, but yet they couldn't get any relief supplies in. Amazing.
Right, and they had a lot of relief people going down there, of course, and finally they did get in. But what's funny to me is that they want to send the military in there to secure it, which, you know, that may or may not be a reason to do it, but why does our military need to go to Haiti when they need relief?
And the same thing happened in Indonesia. They they very much didn't want our military in there because they knew once the military got their foot in there, they wouldn't leave. And I think that's probably the case there as well.
I think you're right. But back to this national-level exercise, that FEMA conducts a national-level exercise every year. This year, it just happens to be in May, and it also happens to be surrounded by surrounding the New Madrid seismic zone. So their national level exercise this year is to prepare for an earthquake to happen on the New Madrid fault. Now, one of the things that I found is there is an old video, and Gary Franchi sent me a clip of the video, and I need to link it on my website. I don't have it up there yet. And there's a lot of this information is linked on securingliberty.com on the index page, the very first page. And I'm trying to get the rest of it up there, but he sent me an old, it looked like it was made in the 70s, a FEMA video about the New Madrid fault. And you had scientists saying, you know, we need to prepare, we need to be ready. We've already had a devastating earthquake there, 1811 and 1812. There were devastating earthquakes in the area. And we know the big one's coming. We know there's going to be a big earthquake there. Maybe, and this is a quote directly from this 70s-ish video. The quake will occur maybe tomorrow, maybe in 10, 20, or 30 years. And, of course, at that point, you're in the 70s, we've already passed the turn of the century, 30 years later, and we're still waiting. But it's not that it may or may not happen, because in the New Madrid fault area, there are more than 200 recordable episodes with the New Madrid fault per year. They have about 20 per month. And every 10 years, they have one, according to their own data, they have one that they can record at five plus on the Richter scale in the New Madrid fault area. So, you know, it's not that it couldn't possibly happen. Of course it could happen. But the other interesting thing is that, and this is tied to this bird die-off, the first one reported was in Beebe, Arkansas, which is in, it's not in the New Madrid fault area per se, but it's probably, let's see, I figured it out, how far is it from the New Madrid fault area?
I think it's less than 100 miles.
It's 235 miles.
Oh, it is that far, okay.
From New Madrid. Now, that's from New Madrid, Missouri.
Okay.
But the fault area goes down, extends down into Beebe. And I hear your music. We can talk about that when we come back.
All right. We have a three-minute break coming up. Everybody, please support RBN. You can order a 100 business cards to get a American Freedom Fascism DVD in your mailbox for $10.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They burn the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today.
We're back.
We did it.
And front.
I had to say this. Didn't Bush say that it didn't, the Constitution didn't mean a blah, 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 it was just a piece of paper?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Just when I hear that song, I just think of Bush. Can we real quick take, Sherry's still out there. Sherry from Kansas is on one.
Oh, Sherry, sorry about that. You know, call back if you wish.
Please, Sherry. I was going to jump after you. Anyway, you're talking about the New Madrid and what's going on there.
Right.
That is a little of my background in all that anthropology and all my educational lines towards archaeology and what have you. So when you talk about New Madrid, okay, first of all, it is going to happen. You're not going to get out of it. Actually, Tom and I have talked about it before. But the number one thing that's going to happen if you get shaking over there to any real seismic activity, not the new math, by the way, they have a new Richter scale. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that, no.
It's a factor of magnitude off of what it used to be.
Correct. So they have changed the Richter scale. But if you really get a truly seismic activity, you're going to have quicksand. That's what people do not realize. The New Madrid and that whole area has enormous underground fluid content.
Haven't they been saying, Louise, that they have reported incidences recently of liquid sand coming up? That's how they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And sulfur being released.
Just so you know that it is how it will happen. And if you're in that area, any worse on the Illinois side? Because it's going to hit a wide area when it does hit. If you're in that area, you need a flatboat. If anybody has ever studied quicksand, quicksand takes anything that moves and it draws it down. Okay, liquefaction is called. So a flatboat or something that has a large surface flat area that does not disturb the underground, it won't sink if you're stable. You understand? Once the liquefaction ends, because it will end, all of a sudden it will stabilize like jello.
So as opposed to a ski boat or a bass boat or whatever, you get a John boat which has
unless
a flat
bottom. Unless you're on the river, I wouldn't get a ski boat or bass boat. You'll go down butt first.
So you get a John boat which is long and flat.
Flat. It's correct. Because if it's long and it's flat, it will not allow the liquefaction. It won't allow the drawdown.
And by the way,
like, you know those things that you put on your fingers as kids?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long tube, and as you try to pull against it, it sucks you in. Well, that's exactly the same. It's the easiest analogy to tell you what quicksand does. The more you fight against it, the tighter it sucks you down.
Okay.
So if you're in those areas, flatboat is the way you want to go.
So there's a solution to the problem, and I might have to invest one because I literally live on one of the fingers of the fault. We actually have cave system in our area, and we have a cave on our property, and the cave actually collapsed during the New Madrid Fault, the big one. You can
wow.
actually see it exposed a cliff where the rocks had come up. And a geologist came from a local university and explained all this to me when we were mapping our cave. So we live right on it, and actually the Mississippi River changed course right next, just literally a couple miles from where I live as well. So we're very much in the heart of it. So if it does happen and if it's big and we survive, then you might have a reporter on scene to be able to report this in action. So real time.
In a flatboat.
In a flatboat. I'll have to get a Skype set up, a laptop set up, in a flatboat.
There you go.
You need to go find Betty. Don't you remember Betty had a bass boat?
Oh, I don't know
Betty.
Betty
had a truck. You don't know that song? What kind of country boy are you?
Oh, I don't know. Evidently a non-Betty country boy.
What's his name? I forget her name. Mel Tellis' daughter, anyway. I forget her first name.
She had
a song about a bass boat.
So Debbie, this is the drill is actually in May. Is there's something, or you were leading up to the triangulation of the possible HARP interactivity? Is that
right.
What you were leading up to a while ago? Let's go.
That's right. Somebody sent me a video with a man that says he's calling the New Madrid Fault earthquake for the time in and around this national level exercise because he is seeing HARP registration with some of the events of the bird and fish die-off. But what my friends that host their radio program on these changing times, they have found some really interesting videos that have to do with the bird die-off. They actually caught that on radar. And the video's short. It's 2 minutes and 18 seconds. But they caught the radar of the bird die-off, and they went and talked to somebody in the National Weather Station, and they could not explain it.
No
one. But it's exactly over BB, Arkansas, where the bird die-off went. And he said it's interesting because it doesn't move. The energy there does not move like energy moves for, like, storms and that kind of thing.
A normal weather pattern would flow one direction or another with the currents, but this just stayed stationary. Wow.
Right.
And look for the use of a certain type of satellite.
Now, where can we, the listeners and the hosts, actually see this? Is this on your website as well?
It is. If you go to securingliberty.com,
okay.
It is, the story is the first one under my special thanks, and then it's, you know, the interesting new earthquake and blizzard info from These Changing Times Radio. And you'll have to click on the link to see. There's several videos right there. Because they went and collected a lot of different information. The first one happens to be about HARP and whatnot.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I think Matt was playing that for a reason. That's probably your Betty song.
Yeah. Was that Betty Got a Bass Boat? Betty Got a Truck? The goodness gracious things and look it up.
Well, I'm glad you didn't play it all. I'm glad you cut that one off, Louise.
That's how Betty got dates.
Yeah, that's
fine. She bought a bass boat, so all the boys come on and play the bass boat. She bought a truck, and so all the boys want to come drive the truck.
That's lovely.
I know. It's just absolutely wonderful.
That's just lovely.
Well, thanks a lot.
So we pulled up the video. We looked at the video, and yeah, I can see on that video on the radar image of that energy force. And once again, your website to see that is securingliberty.com.
Mm-hmm. And there will be a link to take you to the videos there. There's also, interestingly enough, and I did not know this, FEMA has developed a video game.
Ooh.
To help children learn what to do in case of an earthquake.
Oh, my.
And there's a link to some information on that, same thing.
And I'm sure Betty and her bass boat are in that as well.
You know, but, it's one of my favorite country songs.
Well,
go ahead.
Giddy up.
That's a different song.
Oh, that's funny.
Right.
Anyway, listen, you guys were talking about that, what it's called, a pulsar type. It's a type of satellite that's a repeater. Now, I know Tom knows what a repeater is.
What? When we were talking about this, Louise?
Energy. The energy she's talking about in one concentrated area.
You sound like you're in a cave this morning. You have an echo, Louise. When you speak really loud, there's really an echo. Are you in a smaller room this week or something?
No, we were having a little issue with the computer.
All right, well, just keep in mind, when you speak really loud, you get an echo.
Well, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'll try and talk soft for you. Anyhow, you were talking about the HARP system and the pulsing of energy, the enormous flux of energy into one area that doesn't move. The energy moves, it's just getting a lot of it pushed down into one area, and it's in a continuous basis. And that is by use of a repeater satellite. Sorry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But one
and
of the things...
Tom, noticed, and your background should already have known that. So yada, 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 where's the bass boat?
One of the anomalies that correlates to that is in China and Indonesia and other places. I don't know if they've seen it in Haiti, but you see these rainbow effects, these
correct,
round global type rainbow effects in the sky. Don't you, Debbie? Is that a correlation we should be looking for?
That is one of the things that they say you should be looking for. One of the things that I've seen here, and actually my daughter pointed it out, she looks up in the sky and she says, "Hey, Mom, look at that cloud. The cloud itself is a rainbow." And I said, "What?" So, and I'm driving, so I had to wait till I got to a spot where I could actually look up. And sure enough, it's a cloud, but it has the full rainbow spectrum on the cloud. The rainbow is nowhere else in the sky. And I come to find out later that that's a Tesla energy thing.
That's correct.
And I thought, wait, what? That is creepy.
I think there can be a natural formation of that based on ice crystals, but there are also...
was in the summer.
Yeah, what we're referring to is more of the
right,
the energy being visible for whatever reason, just due to the atmospheric conditions.
Exactly.
Well, usually you can observe that in close to the North Pole, subarctic zone, you know, it's common.
Right, the aurora effect and other anomalies
right
up there.
And that's similar to what it was, but it was in just a concentrated area, and it was like literally a cloud. And if I wish I had a camera at the time. I did not, and I was driving too. So
yeah, and that's what all of us listeners and hosts and everybody should be doing. We should have cameras with us at all times, video
at
cameras.
At all times.
Whether it's a law enforcement activity or unusual activities of any kind, if we can document that, put it up on YouTube. That would really help us.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, currently what you're going to be looking at, and everybody should be watching, and I don't know if you have, the increase of chemtrails
right
in Missouri. I'm just telling you, Missouri. They're really laying them down as thick as they can, as quickly as they can. Within 3 days from a chemtrail, you know, lay down,
right,
you have a massive weather
right
outburst.
And this is
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this is one of the things that he covers in that video that my friend, the very first video on that series of videos that my friends found, is that he talks about the fact that you can see the lines of clouds in on radar. You can see that it's almost perfect lines of clouds where chemtrail activity had been reported.
I think the meteorologists are actually coming up with new words and new description of the weather now because it's so manipulated. They can't even ignore it anymore, so they just come up with some crazy label and throw on it and say it's a natural phenomenon, you know?
Right.
That we all know.
I really like they laid down chemtrails the one day, and I've got pictures of it. And there is a ridge. It looks like the clouds actually are sliced off. And you have regular clouds on one side, and the chemtrails on the other. And it was just amazing to watch.
You know, Debbie, we have a nuclear power plant that's not too far away. So if this happens at the scale that it may happen, is there any, have you done any research on what would possibly be the outcome of the Callaway nuclear plant?
I have not heard much about that. The main thing they're talking about is the gas pipelines running through there. And I'm thinking to myself, if you had a huge event, I realize it's 200 years ago, but why are you going to run a pipeline down the Madrid Fault?
Mm.
It's a gas pipeline, and that's part of their concern, is what happens if that gas pipeline leaks or breaks or gives way. Now, I haven't heard anything about the nuclear plant, but that would actually be almost of more concern to me. But one of the things that they are saying in the stuff that I have read about this is that the area itself would be devastated because of the liquid sand, basically. And it's going to be, you know, an earthquake there is going to be possibly more devastating than it would be on the coast, of course, because you've got plates that are shifting, you've got the liquid sand, you've got so many people in the area.
Well, one of the things that I've thought of, and this came to my mind way back when when they were trying to convince us that we should be afraid of the terrorists. Well, mm-hmm. If the terrorists want to devastate the United States, they would take out about a dozen bridges over the Mississippi, and it would literally cut the nation in half.
Right.
Well, guess what? This earthquake could do the same thing. If you took out the rail system and the bridges, mm-hmm. just think of the devastation of the black.
You don't know what you're saying, and you are right, but at a larger scale than you think. If that fault line does break, you will have water, literally ocean water, coming out from the Great Lakes down there, causing a massive fissure, because that fault line doesn't just do here. Mm-mm. If that goes,
right.
the earthquakes, you do realize that Missouri has quite a lot of volcanic activity. Most people don't seem to know that. That's where you have all those hot springs like Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that fault line carries through that, and
yes,
it'll go straight up all the way through Illinois up into the Great Lakes.
Right.
And it will bust free, and it will cause literally an enormous widening of what we currently have as a river, okay, and take most of that land on either side. It depends on what manipulations the government does to that land and the gas pipelines, the nuclear plants up there, and some of their, what they consider doing charges on one side or another to alleviate some pressure. If they do that, okay, all bets are off.
Right.
I hope you have a big bass boat, Tom, to come visit.
Well, before we get that boat, Tom, get the gas mask.
Yeah, there you go. I do have gas mask.
Yeah, no kidding. And also, you know, one of the things that actually set me to this, that brought me to this information, was another video about, again, about HAARP. And that, there's a link to that on that same page on Securing Liberty, below the 31 questions and answers about the Internal Revenue Service. It says alert, warning, danger, New Madrid, earthquake imminent. That's about a 37-minute part. It's part one of a video, but it talks about the area and the triangulation that you were talking about, Tom, with some of the areas there. But he's talking about the fact that an earthquake there, the magnitude of what they're calling for, would actually split the United States, which is what
Correct.
You're talking
That's
about, tough. Louise. I mean, it's
yep.
going to be it's not going to be a little thing. It's going to be a major deal.
Well, it could be. It's like when the first time they released a nuclear bomb, they had no idea. Some scientists speculated it might even light the atmosphere, you know, and this could do
mm-hmm.
the same thing. If it triggered this fault, it could actually split the continent and have a 30-wide Mississippi mm-hmm. River that literally, like Louise points to, joins the oceans to the Great Lakes.
I had that conversation with you a while back down by your neighborhood, remember?
Right. Well, we know this.
And I said to you, that cave you have, you're talking about the cave, bug out cave, that's not going to be an answer if that happens.
No, that's a lot.
You are
place
literally
I'd want
to be. Going to be.
Yeah.
Well, what will happen then? We'll have two United States, east and west.
It's actually, you'll end up, the fissure will be an enormous one.
I think Russia gets the west coast and China gets the east coast.
So on what side
on
you will be, Tom?
So you're going to be in the Russian side, Sergey. I'm going to be drowned.
You're not. Yeah, I told you. You're going to get your bug out strategy to come up here.
I'm going to
get that
bug
ASAP.
I'm fish food.
Your fish food.
First
you're going to be mud food, then fish food.
Tom, how far are you located from that nucleus?
Listen, before we lose him, Bill from Idaho is on, and I don't want to lose anybody else. Bill, are you there?
Well, bless you. Thank you so very much, all of you. Love hearing you guys. Try not to miss anything. you guys broadcast, and it starts the day off on a really good note. I wanted to mention on your topic, and Louise, I was hoping that I know you're so very busy, but I was hoping to get you back with me sometime. I had left a message.
You keep missing. I know. I had a message for you, and it was like we're on, yeah.
You're so busy, and I apologize. Anyway, you can always go through the warrior and leave an email or a time frame when I should get back in touch or what number. I don't have email or computer or anything. I try to fight this war on the ground the old-fashioned way.
I understand that.
But I wanted to mention your topic, and everybody's got great information in that. Going back to the topic area, it's a 184-page report, M7.7 event. Uh-huh. And it was discussed rather extensively by Dr. Ott and Don Nikoloff, I think Thursday or Friday last. I only have a little micro here. My micro guy is absolutely wonderful, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week he's at his post. But it was kind of hard copying them, and the signal sometimes gets a little garbled up because we only have 43 watts. But it was the Mid-American Earthquake Center.
Right.
FEMA, 2536, Virginia Tech University. It was Infrastructure for Crisis Risk Management, 2523. This also had... Washington University, Geoplastic Department. I'm just copying off notes. I don't have my sand stick with me. I have the hardest time keeping my little sand stick with me.
Information, Bill. We appreciate that. Debbie, you sound like you've heard of some of that stuff already.
Yes. And, of course, what's involved is the Washington, D.C. area, the federal, regional, state governments, the Central United States Earthquake Consortium. You know, it's all part of that same thing.
And then they bring it down to the local level and they include the
right.
Local law enforcement. And by the way, Bill brings up an excellent point. Our friend Roddy in Illinois has micro FM stations. You can plug and play. You can buy them right now, plug them in. And get your message out in case of an emergency like this. You put in a microphone, and you can actually put out your own message and alert people to what they need to do, what they need to know about, you know, and so it's an excellent tool. Along with your video camera, I'd recommend everybody go to FM Microcaster and buy you a little radio setup, and you can be on the air in just a matter of minutes. You know, you throw an antenna up in the air and plug this thing in, and you're rocking and rolling.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
John and Sandy have been nice enough to put that little micro package. It's a little bit pricey, but what price is liberty?
Yeah, and speaking of price, Bill, when I bought mine, I've got, mine are probably about $3,000 per unit. So when you're talking $400, $500, they're quite affordable compared to what they used to be. So I think Rodney actually probably makes a loss. He tried to get me involved with his business plan, and the business plan was to lose money. I think, well, I'm losing enough money already in this Patriot movement. I would at least try to break even.
Well, we're developing a nice relationship with some of the old AARL generals, and it's not to be forgotten that in Haiti and Africa and Asia, even over in Indonesia with the tsunami and that, the real workhorses of communication when everything else was down, even over in Katrina, the only thing that was up and running was a micro, and he saved thousands and thousands of lives. So we've got a local AARL general who's got high-quality... broadcast commercial band radio license that's willing to build amplifiers, and Lord knows with 43 watts we can use an amplifier. But, you know, reach out to those people. They're good people in your local area.
That's
They'll
exactly
help
right.
you.
And they practice these kind of events all the time, so that's an excellent resource too. So I would assume that they're probably tied into this drill as well. So that, once again, that's an excellent idea.
Exactly.
And Rodney's website, once again, is fmmicrocaster.com, so everybody support him. And he has some links to some ham information on there as well.
See if you can get a hold of a great guy, AARL General, since he was 14 or 15 years old. He's just a great fella right over there in your area.
Okay.
His name's Tom Berryhill.
Yeah, I plan on having Tom on the show. I've talked with him several times, and it's just a matter of getting our schedules lined up. And I don't know if you missed our show last week, Bill, but we had a show with a gentleman. It wasn't him, but it was Lou Cassidy, and he has great information as well.
Great guy.
So he's going to be on again in the future. And, Bill, you have a little bit of noise on your phone, so I think we're going to let you go.
Okay, good luck. Bless you.
Appreciate your info.
Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you. What is coming? And we're coming up on a 3-minute break. Everybody, please support Republic Trading Group. Exchange some of those Federal Reserve notes for some gold and silver, and that might help in whatever may happen as well.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
No one's gonna take me alive.
As much as I hate to do it, we're gonna cut the music off. We have a caller, Mike. Mike, what do you have for us? Might take a second to bring Mike up.
Now I'm on. Okay.
All right. Yeah. How you doing, Mike?
I was just gonna say, since we're under multiple national emergencies that have never been rescinded, people need to look that up if they're, you know, it doesn't mean that the FCC is not going to come and confiscate your equipment. They still did. I think the longest running pirate radio station, as they called it, as the conventional media, and the FCC called it a pirate radio station, was taken off the air after 10 years in Southern California, and enough supporters showed up that they slashed the tires on the vans when they confiscated the equipment, and it took them hours to get out of there with the confiscated equipment.
Wow. Was that Radio Free Berkey, Berkeley?
No, Radio Free Berkeley, I don't want to talk about much. I know the guy a little bit, but there's multiple sources for stuff because the amateur radio band in England is in our FM band. That's why you can get all this equipment, and it's I don't think it's stoppable. At least in America, there may be, you know, as long as there's so many of us that the FCC doesn't have enough operating budget to come after. And there's even some calculators out there for you to find open frequencies in your area. I found a dang iPad app. There's an iPad app. I can't remember the name of it. So you can download it to your iPad to find local frequencies in your area that are open.
Hey, Mike, we're going to do some more shows on radio communications in the future, and I'd love for you to call in and share this information. Right now we need to get back to Debbie because we only have a couple of minutes left with her.
Thanks. I just barely caught you this morning. I didn't know you were on.
Yeah, well, we'll appreciate that input, but can you please call in when we have the radio?
I will try. I usually work on Sunday mornings. I'll try to listen in now.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, Debbie, you have some information you want to go over before we let round time?
Yeah, one of the agencies involved in this are going to be, of course, the FEMA headquarters, the four FEMA regions, which we already talked about, the United States Geological Survey, which you'd expect, and then the Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Northern Command, the Red Cross, and they're saying more than 200 local governments are participating in this exercise, and it's going to be the local, state, and even tribal governments in those areas.
Hey, Debbie, the thing that really caught my ears and what I wanted to really bring up when I forgot all about is FEMA put out contracts, requests for bids for food,
mm-hmm.
for underwater body storage devices,
right.
and several things. And does that correlate to this drill? Is that for this drill? I think it was.
I don't know that it is, but it may be. But what you've got to wonder is, why are they getting all this for a drill?
And one of them was underwater body bags, and somebody called in and says, why are you getting all these body bags? And the FEMA person replied, it's to store our guns in.
Oh, interesting.
But what came to my mind is, why is FEMA's not a military?
No.
Why would they be storing guns? You know what? So that doesn't even jive. And if they are storing guns, well, what does that really mean? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Why would they have millions of guns, you know?
Well, here's what the exercise objectives are. Of course, they want to determine the capabilities of communications in the area, critical resource logistics and distribution, mass care, which includes shelter, food, and all the related services involved with taking care of mass populations, medical need surges, citizen evacuation and shelter in place, emergency public information and warning systems, emergency operations center management, and, of course, the long-term recovery in the area. These are the part of what this exercise is going to either evaluate or find the capabilities of. So this is a major deal.
This is a major deal. We might have to do another show on this as time comes up, gets a little bit closer, and as we discover more information.
Absolutely.
Debbie, we really appreciate you joining us again today, and the website again is securingliberty.com, and we have links. All you have links on there for these videos and all to your radio show as well. So everybody, please support Debbie, and we'll have her on in the future.
Gold.